Nolte, Gal Gadot ripped apart by entertainment media for pro-Israel comments. By John Nolte on May 13, 2021. This is a story about how the fascist entertainment media turned a non-story into an attack on Wonder Woman star Gal Gadot, who I'm going to defend even though she refuses to return my calls and letters and won't answer her door. Gadot was born in Israel, served in the Israeli army, loves her homeland, and now that her homeland is under a prolonged Joe Biden-approved terrorist attack on its civilians at the hands of fascist barbarians. She tweeted out a perfectly anodyne note of support that was about as controversial as someone saying they enjoy fresh air and sunshine. My heart breaks. My country is at war. I worry for my family, my friends. I worry for my people. This is a vicious cycle that has been going on for far too long. Israel deserves to live as a free and safe nation. Our neighbors deserve the same. I pray for the victims and their families. I pray for this unimaginable hostility to end. I pray for our leaders to find the solution so we could live side by side in peace. I pray for better days. That's it. That's all my future girlfriend tweeted. And as you can see, her prayer was for both sides, not just Israel. Naturally, Twitter's woke Nazis went to town in her replies. And I say naturally, because so fucking what? If you publish something pro-Israel on social media, you are going to be attacked. You don't have to be Gal Gadot, you can be a nobody like me. Whenever I tweet something in support of Israel, I also get set on Twitter blast, which is the long way of saying this is not a story. Gal Gadot expressing support for Israel and receiving mean replies is not a story any more than man tosses something in air and it falls back to ground is. The only thing that would have made it a story is if my future wife was hit with criticism by, say, one of her fellow actors from the DC franchise, that kind of thing. But that's not what happened. Like every other human being on the planet, Gadot was attacked by Twitter's woke Nazi nobodies. But because the entertainment media are now infested with the very same woke Nazi nobodies, this non-story was twisted into a story critical of Gadot. Look at this garbage. The far-left deadline, Gal Gadot disables comments on controversial tweet after backlash. There is nothing controversial about Gadot's statement, but Deadline wants to put the blame on her. The far-left Hollywood Reporter attacked Gadot by way of lies of omission. Gadot's pro-peace, respect both sides sentiment might sound fairly benign. But some took issue with the actress using the friendly term neighbors amid the rocket-firing conflict and for supporting Israel at all. Gadot also served 2 years as a soldier in the Israel Defense Forces, which is mandatory for all Israeli citizens over the age of 18, something that has likewise been made a point of contention. The recent round of violence began with Israel evicting dozens of Palestinians from East Jerusalem, igniting protests. In response, Hamas fired more than 1,000 rockets into Jerusalem this week, and Israel has retaliated with hundreds of strikes of its own. 7 have been killed in Israel by rocket fire, according to the Associated Press, and dozens of Palestinians have died, including 16 children. Note how these lying Hollywood Reporter fascists fail to point out that 1. Hamas is a terrorist group targeting Israeli civilians with their rocket fire. 2. Israelis are not targeting civilians. On the contrary, they are warning civilians to get out of the way. And 3. Hamas terrorists started this war. The woke Nazis at the Hollywood Reporter tell these lies of omission, not only to spread anti-Israel propaganda but to criticize Gadot for daring to color outside the lines and express support for her country. The far-left variety did the exact same thing. Violence between Israel and Palestine escalated this week after Israel launched several airstrikes on Palestine's Gaza Strip, and waves of rockets were fired from Gaza at Tel Aviv, the city of Ashkelon and the country's main airport. Tensions between Israel and Palestine have escalated recently over the eviction of Palestinians from East Jerusalem. You can see what the con is here. By framing the conflict in a deliberately dishonest way, the entertainment media are looking to smear Gadot as someone who supports terrorism and baby killers. It's a deliberate attempt to punish her, silence her, and damage her reputation. So my future ex-wife does nothing wrong, publishes nothing incendiary, calls for peace for both sides, blames no one, but she's still attacked by the blacklisters in the woke Gestapo for believing Israel and its people deserve to survive. You see, that's her sin, believing this, Israel deserves to live as a free and safe nation. That is what's verboten among the woke Gestapo. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.